Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving an illustration of the person who has iman, and together with having iman he recites the Quran. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives the illustration of a person who doesn't have iman and he recites the Quran. And the last illustration he gives is the person who doesn't have iman and he doesn't recite the Quran. So here, yeah, these illustrations are given to make it easy for us to understand, like how in one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that, what do you think of a person who has a brook, a stream running in front of his house, and five times a day he takes a bath in that stream? Do you think that there will be any dirt remaining on this person's body? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given an example of salat. Salat is like that, it washes a person's body. Be careful to keep our cars clean. We like our houses to be clean, to be painted well. We like our clothes to be clean. So like that, salat cleans the body. Salat cleans the person from gunas. It cleans the person from sins. Like how that stream, that water clean the body. Like the salat is cleaning the person from gunas. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us and telling us how we like perfume. We like the first thing we like is the taste must be nice. Food we eat, we like the taste must be nice. Then we like the aroma also of that food must smell nice. So the fruit we eat also, we like the taste must be nice. We like the smell must be nice. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us an example of a person who has iman. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is likening that iman to taste. To understand this hadith nicely, we have to understand this. So it makes it very easy to understand this hadith. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is likening iman to taste. Where a person has got iman, he's got very pleasant taste, very sweet taste, very nice taste. And then together, coupled with that iman, a person recites Quran, then he got a very nice fragrance. Sometimes we don't get that fragrance because we are weak. But the malaika, they can get the fragrance of a person who's reciting Quran. So like how we like fragrance in our cars, in our homes, on our bodies, a person who's reciting Quran is getting a fragrance. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, he would say that this, when the hadith speaks of halawati iman, the sweetness of iman, don't think that is something far-fetched. This is something that can be tasted literally in the mouth. And then he would say that I would ask the youngsters that which sharbat, which sweet drink a person can have while fasting and it won't break his fast. He said, I would ask as a question, as a trick question, I would ask the youngsters, which sharbat a person can drink while fasting and it won't break his fast. And he would tell them that this is halawat iman. This is the sweetness of iman. The person literally gets the taste of it. But the pious people, they literally get the taste of the sweetness of iman. So this hadith we're doing, Anabi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ الَّذِي يَقْرَوُ الْقُرْآنِ مَثَلُ الْأُتْرُجَّةِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the example of a mu'min, a person who has iman, and he recites Quran, is the example of a citrus fruit. And in Urdu they translate it as Mosambi. Mosambi is a fruit, seen in India, it's a mix between an orange and a nachi. It's almost a mix between the two. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something like this type of fruit is citrus. Utruja actually is a citrus fruit. So it's a citrus fruit that has got a very pleasant taste and it's got a very pleasant smell. So it's sweet in taste and it's very sweet in smell. Rihuha tayyibun wa ta'muha tayyibun. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining that its smell is very pleasant and its taste is very pleasant. Why? Because the person has got iman, so the taste is pleasant and he's reciting Quran, so the smell now is also pleasant that this person is emanating. وَمَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ الَّذِي لَا يَقْرَوُ الْقُرْآنِ كَمَثَلِ التَّمْرَ A person who has iman, but he doesn't recite Quran. Like many of us, we don't have a habit of reciting Quran. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that person's example is like the example of a date, a khajur. Khajur, then he explains, لَا رِيحَ لَهَا وَطَعْمُهَا حُلْوٌ This khajur doesn't have any smell, but it's got a very sweet taste. So a person has got iman, so that is the taste. The taste is there, but there's no smell coming out because he's not reading, till he's not making tilawat of Quran. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to explain, وَمَثَلُ الْمُنَافِقِ الَّذِي يَقْرَوُ الْقُرْآنِ كَمَثَلِ الرَّيْحَانَ That person who's a munafiq, now he got no iman, but he's reciting Quran. He's like the example of this flower. This rayhana is a flower. رِيحُهَا طَيِّبٌ وَطُعْمُهَا مُرٌ The smell that is coming out from the flower is very nice. But if somebody were to taste this rayhana, they'll find that it's very, very bitter. So this is an example of a munafiq. He's reciting Quran, but he's got no iman. So he's got the smell, but he doesn't have the taste. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the fourth example. وَمَثَلُ الْمُنَافِقِ الَّذِي لَا يَقْرَوُ الْقُرْآنِ كَمَثَلِ الْحَنْظَلَةِ The example of it, if a person who's a munafiq, he doesn't recite the Quran, is the example of this hanzala. In English it's translated as C-O-L-O-C-Y-N-T-H, colocynth. It's a plant. But it's a plant that has got a very bad smell also, and it is very bitter also. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying a munafiq, he doesn't have any taste, he doesn't have a sweet taste, nor does he have a pleasant smell, because he's not even reciting the Quran. لَيْسَ لَهَا رِيحٌ وَطَعْمُهَا مُرٌّ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained that he doesn't have, sorry, this plant, it doesn't have any smell, but it's very, very bitter. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that لَيْسَ لَهَا رِيحٌ, it doesn't have a smell, and its taste also is very, very bitter. So this is the example of a munafiq who doesn't recite Quran. One thing we learn from here also is sometimes to make things easy for children to understand, make things for people to understand, it's nice to give examples. What a beautiful example Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave in this hadith, explaining to us how virtuous it is to recite Quran. Everyone likes that we must smell nice, feel nice, be nice. So here it's encouraging us, if we want also to smell nice in the assembly of the malaika, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of the pious people, then one easy way of doing it is continuously reciting or consistently reciting Quran. We'll do one more short hadith and we'll terminate. And Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, anna al-Nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, inna Allah yarfa'u bihada al-kitabi aqwaman wa yada'u bihi akharin, rawah Muslim. As Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, he says that Allah, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise people, Allah will give people izzat and respect because of this Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace people because of this Quran Sharif. It doesn't mean because a person has got a high lineage, automatically he'll get the respect. Respect will be given according to the person's following the Quran, the amount of time a person takes out to recite Quran. There was a person by the name of Nafi' ibn Abdul Harith. He was the governor in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, the governor of Makkah. You know, Makkah Sharif, he was always a great prominent city. Even up to now, find the governor of Makkah Sharif holds a very high status. So even at that time, in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, the governor of Makkah Sharif held a very high status. So on one occasion, he came to visit Umar radiallahu anhu. So Umar radiallahu anhu asked, the first question is, who did you put in your place? You came to visit me. And this was the test, the imtihan that Umar radiallahu anhu take at that time of his governors, to see how well they're carrying on their duties. So who did you put in your place that you now came to visit me? Who did you put as your substitute as the governor of Makkah? So this Nafi' ibn Abdul Harith, he mentioned that I put Ibn Abza in my place. So Umar radiallahu anhu was a little bit surprised that who is this Ibn Abza? So he said Ibn Abza is a slave. He's a slave from amongst us. So Umar radiallahu anhu was even more surprised. If you put a slave as a governor to rule over the people, so then Hazrat Nafi' radiallahu anhu, he mentioned that this Ibn Abza is a person that recites a lot of Quran, and he's well versed in the laws of miras, in the laws of inheritance. Immediately Umar radiallahu anhu stopped. Immediately. And he mentioned this hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. Verily Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah will give izzat to people because of Quran. This man is a slave, and he is made the governor of Makkah because he is reciting the Quran. And on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala will disgrace people because of this Quran. So this shows us that Quran is such a thing a person recites. We don't do it for respect, but automatically Allah Ta'ala will give that person respect who has got Quran Sharif in his life, practices upon the Quran, and he makes tilawat of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of taking out some time daily to recite the Quran Sharif. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.